This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
And I'm preaching this, and he's sitting back there like he is. He's probably got something for me after this one as well. He runs up and says, Chip, I just handed in my senior paper, and man, you got to read this. You're preaching the same thing that they're finding out in medical science and different things like that. So he shares it with me, and it was a study that he did, and I'm just taking part of it. And it was about why 40 adult Christians are dropping. They're dropping. It's declining. We went from I don't know exactly the years, but it was from 41 million to 36 million Christian adults are dropping. And so they begin to wonder, to find out, and there was one particular lady who was a psychologist, doctor, and she did... Why is this happening? Why would this be happening at this rate? So she did her own test and got medical science involved in it and everything else. And so she went to West Point. How many are familiar with West Point? West Point is the, our young men and women who are the most talented, are the most gifted, the most intellectual. Barb has a grandson, is that right, that went to West Point. We know some people who went to West Point. They don't take anybody. It's the tops of the top. Now, West Point has this rigorous training, and here comes the most talented, here comes the most gifted, here comes the most intellectual, and after their 2-month rigorous training, 20% of them drop. So that's what got her attention and said, if I can find out why the 20% of the tops, the most intelligent, the gifted, the talented drop, then maybe I can find out what's going on in the brain and different things like that. Are y'all seeing where she's going with this? And so she does this, and they found out that the key component to those who didn't drop, the key component, this is medical science, here it comes out of the study, to those who didn't drop was not talent. And it wasn't intelligence. Had nothing to do with it. Aren't you glad? Froggy, aren't you glad?
Yes.
It wasn't looks. It was... Come on now. It wasn't ability. Are you trying to get... Listen to me. Aren't you... God's not looking for somebody who's got talent. Well, I better find a talented speaker to be a minister. They better pronounce their words right and have all their grammar correct. They better be able to be understood and not rub anybody the wrong way, Joyce Meyer. Now, I'm not getting on Joyce Meyer. She affected my life. As a matter of fact, she talks about it openly. She said, God, how can I be a preacher? I talk like a linebacker. That's what she said. Well, God didn't say I can't use her. He's not looking for talent. Aren't you glad? The Holy Ghost is your talent. Amen. He provides that. Or your ability or your intelligence. Aren't you glad for that? But they said the key component to those who don't quit. This is not just West Point. This is why some Christians are not getting over the hump. Drop the water bottle. Nope. Yep. Good, because it'll drop again probably. They said, and they named the term grit. Everybody say grit.
Grit.
Grit, true grit. That's right. Remember that movie? That little girl wanted to avenge her daddy's death. She went in there, and this Texas marshal with the shiny star said, I'm very qualified. I kind of call him the church member. She didn't want him. She wanted somebody with grit. Come on. She picks out Rooster Cogburn. A one-eyed. Drunk. but knew that when the battle got tough, come on, Hollywood even knows this, and adversity came, he ain't backing down. He ain't running. He ain't quitting. He ain't dropping. He's going to have grit. I believe it's why our country voted on a non-politician. A one-eyed... No. Come on. Now, I know there's a lot of things wrong with him. So there was with Rooster Cogburn. But it's about time we got some grit. Now, our nation knows it. Hollywood knows it. How about the church? Amen. This is what I preached last week. I'm going to get somewhere else if you're a church member. Amen. They define grit as passion and perseverance for long-term goals, an unyielding courage in the face of danger. I think of courage and how God told Joshua, be courageous. He told Joshua, you're going to have some grit, Joshua. Because you're about to go to battle. Moses didn't, but you are. You better have some grit. Put your eye patch on, let's go. Saddle up. God's looking for grit now. So, words synonymous with grit are backbone and fortitude. And guts. I've seen that church named Guts in Tulsa. I loved it the first time I saw it. And I thought, how many people does that make mad in religion? But if you ain't got no guts, you're dead. So the study results were this. Are y'all okay? Time-wise, are you okay? Remember Mama now. Forgive her on that long... I'm just kidding. So here comes Samuel with this doctorate, this thesis, this paper. And it says, grit was confirmed to be tied to the portion of the brain. They just found this out. That deals with the prediction of reward. Oh, son. Now they're just what? The Bible. Grit, this is a study, is the component in deciding that enduring a set of circumstances will be worth it once the reward will be received. Now there's some people missing this. You want to know why? They're not prize-minded. They're not prize-minded. Therefore, grit doesn't click in, and they quit. Are they talented? Yep. Gifted? Yep. Going to heaven? Yes. The study in conclusion goes on and says, grit, or I say prize-minded, aids in helping the brain to decide whether to endure or not. It helps the brain to decide to endure. What does prize-minded grit? So that just, remember what Jesus? For the joy of obtaining the prize, he endured the cross. God created our body. He knew our brain. Hello, McFly. Hello. Amen. In other words, Jesus was dialed in. And for those, the study said, and these are some of my words and some of their words, but the same thing. For those who are not prize-minded or don't have grit, this is what the study said, they will be less likely candidates to improve on their current state. Even though they're talented, even though they're smart, and even though they have ability, grit will be lacking when adversity arises. Now, the first thing you got to know about is how do I get it? And how you get it is, what's the prize? You have to know the prize. What is this about? Is it a ring? Is it about better-looking girlfriends? These are ones I use with my team. Is it about parades? Is it about a college scholarship? Is it about, what is it about? A shoe contract? What is it about? What's the prize? What motivates? What inspires you? So I thought about Jesus. I went back and studied that, and he said, for the joy of obtaining the prize, I'm going to endure this thing. Aren't you glad he did? And I found out that the prize, one translation says, we were his trophies. We were on his mind. What got him through and the prize on Jesus' mind was souls. Aren't you glad? Wasn't authority. Authority's good. Got to have it. Are you with me? Or faith or anything like that. All those are good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to do that. But I want us to become soul-minded. I want us to become more prize-minded. I want coming out of your mouth the first answer to be souls. Now, here's a great example of this. I went to a few of our team members, and I would have done the same thing. I'm not telling on anybody. And I said, hey, why do we tithe? And the answer were good answers. Everybody say good answers. They were right answers. But it wasn't there yet. Wasn't what Jesus probably would have said. Now, what we say is, well, it's a law. Right answer. It's a way to devour, to rebuke the devourer, and God will open up the windows of heaven. Right answer. Why do we give? But you know what I wanted to hear out of them first? Souls. So that money goes in and the word goes out. And the churches go up and the lost come in. You want to know why we have miracles? Souls. Healing, all of it, soul. Authority, souls. So that we can bind that has bound them and they be set free. Amen. You want to know why we walk in love? Well, it because love never fails. And love is, you know, it's kind of right, all right answers. But souls. So that lost one can see God in them, in you, and say, you're different. I need what you have. It's for that lost. That's what was on Jesus' mind. Souls. Everybody say souls. Souls is what it's all about. Amen? And we need to become more. Now, here's how the Lord showed it to me. Mom said he gives me these funny illustrations. You travel a lot, and you go to hotels, right? And when you're in the ministry. And there's a continental breakfast, or you can get the hot breakfast down there. They always tell you about it, 6 o'clock, 6 to 10 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. You'd be down here. I know. Thank you. And there's a couple waffle machines in there. Now, I since don't eat as many of those as I used to. In the beginning, we'll load them up. And they give you these little cups with batter in it, and you open the waffle. Some of y'all have them at home. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.